A great character actor has died. Robert Hardy was 91 years old. Here he is in 1960 playing Shakespeare's Henry V and wooing a French princess played by Judi Dench.
Donc, votre est France et vous êtes mienne. It is easy for me, Kate, to conquer the...
Robert Hardy died yesterday near London. He was a stalwart of the British stage. He appeared in more than 130 movies, including a few that will be very familiar to American audiences. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
In the Harry Potter films, Hardy played an antagonist, a bumbling official who prosecutes the hero for illegally practicing magic.
Do you deny producing said Patronus?
No.
You were aware that you were forbidden to use magic outside school while under the age of 17?
Yes, I
Witches
was.
Witches and wizards of the Wizenagemot.
I was only doing it because of the Dementors.
The role of Cornelius Fudge capped a career that stretched over seven decades. Robert Hardy first endeared himself to American audiences a generation ago in the TV series All Creatures Great and Small that aired on PBS. Hardy played a crusty Yorkshire veterinarian who tootles through the 1930s countryside and invents some of his own cures.
But that inflammation under the horn is the very devil. Now, why can't we give the horse something that'll really go to the root of the trouble and cure it?
Born Timothy Sidney Robert Charles Hardy in 1925, the future actor trained with the Royal Air Force during World War II and attended Oxford University. His tutors included two legendary authors, C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien.
Who taught Anglo-Saxon, Rael min swigas ane crus antreda.
That's Hardy entertaining a roomful of students at a speech last year at Hillsdale College in Michigan. He told them about playing Winston Churchill multiple times in his days trotting the boards at the Old Vic Theatre as Hamlet and Henry V. That play sparked Hardy's interest in English longbows. He ended up an expert, writing two books on the subject and restoring dozens that were found in an old Tudor shipwreck. When it came to acting, Hardy advised the students not to do it, unless, he said, they had determination, patience, and a spine of absolute steel.
You have also to be, in my opinion, slightly what we call in England round the bend, off the trolley, mad. There should be a touch of madness in you.
But his family used different words in their statement on Robert Hardy's passing. They called him elegant, twinkly, and always dignified. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.